The main highlight of the Gemara is, when the Tanzel says, speak words about Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal, and especially words that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal himself said. We know that Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman ben Simcha Zal, is the Metriya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal. It means that there is a, not just a direct connection, but an actual oneness between both. And in these words, the Hekdamah, the preface to Rabbeinu Zal's Sefer Likutei Maran, we see this brought out very clearly. Kineda Lee, Rabbeinu Zal says that any person, no matter how simple and ordinary, who studies a Sefer Kadosh carefully, delves into it, can find extraordinary chidushim. And so tonight, in these words, I believe we have found new light, the words of Rabbeinu Zal. Rabbeinu Zal begins, V'chu chazu mifavot Hashem. Come and see the deeds of Hashem, the actions of Hashem. Hitgalut nifla, a marvelous revelation. The secret of the greatness of the heavenly Tana, the heavenly Rabbi Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal. This is the way Rabbeinu Zal begins. Rabbeinu Zal is about to reveal the secret of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal's greatness. First question is, why does Rabbeinu Zal begin with these words? L'chu chazu mifalot Hashem. Come and see the actions of Hashem. What has this got to do with the actions of Hashem? This is a pasuk in Tehillim. Who chazu mifalot Hashem asher sam shamot ba'aretz. Come and see the actions of Hashem who has made destruction in the land. The rule of Avad Hashem is, how can we say the actions of Hashem who made destruction? The word Hashem, this name of Hashem, is Hashem of chesed, of kindness. Not the word that's used for vengeance or din. Therefore, the Gemara says, we must change the word shamot. Come and see the deeds of Hashem, Asher Sam Shemot Baretz. Hashem who made names in this world. Every item in existence has a name. Every person has a name. Hashem placed these names upon these people. How? Before a person is born, the parents discuss what to call that child. And the Yemen says now, Asher Sam Shemot. Hashem places a name in the minds of these parents to call that child this name. Why? Because the name of that person is going to characterize the nature, the characteristics of that person. And this we know is a culture game. Rabbeinu Zal says that one who knows, one who understands Kabbalah, can see in the one word Adam, person, every single person in the entire world, if he understands that one word Adam. So Kol Shekein, surely, that in a person's name there can surely be found the truth about the nature and character of that person. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Zal brings this pasuk to tell us that come and see the marvels of Hashem, that here we have a name, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal, and how in this name we will find the marvel, the unusual characteristics of the Kedusha of Hashem ben Yochai Zal. But L'chu Chazu, come and see. No, that you can ask this name is very common. Kama Shimon Ika Bashuka. There are thousands of people of Jews with the name Shimon also. The answer that Rabbeinu Zal says is that a person is given a name and Hashem knows the future, but a person is not guided or impelled by his mazal. Smallest person with the worst mazal, through his own bechira, his own free choice, can become the biggest tzaddik. And this is the case of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal, who rose to such a great stature. Now Rabbeinu Zal explains. He continues, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal hebtiach. Shimon ben Yochai Zal promised, assured, and guaranteed, that the Torah will never be forgotten from the Jews. How? Through him. Through his guarantee, through his assistance. If you move up to Ibn Azal, the Gemara brings the Shabbat, there's a machlok and a debate between the Chamim, the rabbis, and the Shimon ben Yochai Zal. The rabbis say there will come a time when Chasvi Shalom, the Torah will be forgotten. There will come that time, a very dark moment. There will be no more Torah. That moment will be a moment of darkness. The Shimon ben Yochai Zal says that darkness will never come. Chasvi Shalom, the Torah will never be forgotten. Why? Because there's a pasuk, Yiloti Shachach Li Pizar'o. The Torah will never be forgotten from the children of Israel. But that pasuk will never be forgotten from his children. The last letters of those words are Yochai, which means because of his child. Whose? Rabbi Yochai's child. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is all, therefore the Torah will not be forgotten. Why? Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, the Zohar da, Yirkun Min Geluta. Through the Zohar HaKadosh, which the Mishum Yechai Zal wrote, this will bring the Geula for the Jews. The word Zohar is light. The Zohar HaKadosh says, as according to the Gemara, in Lo Beriti, if not for the Torah, this entire world, the entire universe, the heaven and earth will become destroyed. There must be a Torah, otherwise there is no creation. The moment the Torah stops, chas v'shalom, everything disappears. So if there'd come a time when there'd be no Torah, it'll be forgotten, that means this is the end of all creation. Reishit bara Elokim. Reishit is the letters Aleph, Taf, Reishim bet Yud. That means Or Torah. The Torah light of Rabbi Yeshua ben Yechai Zal is what bara continually creates now. Keeps this creation in being of the heavens and the earth. Through the light that Rabbi Yeshua ben Yechai Zal has put out. Which light is that? That's the light of the Zohar. Well, the Rabbi Yehuda says that the word shikha means to forget. Shikha is synonymous. It means the same as death, the same as darkness, and the same as galut. On the contrary, the word zikaron, memory, to remember, is the same as life, the same as light, and the same as geula. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Yechai Zal said, this will never be Torah forgotten. It will be remembered. Why? Since the Zohar HaKadosh, HaZohar is the opposite of Shikha. Shikha is the letters HaChoshech, the darkness. That's forgetfulness. HaZohar is the light, the opposite, which means remembrance. And just as darkness means Galut, so does HaZohar, the light, means Geula. So through this light, Avraham Shumi Yechai Zal's Torah, the Jews will come out of Galut and be zochet to the Geula. Benazal adds, though, the Da'at, you should know that what we said until now was a remez, a hint of the son of Rabbi Yochai Zal, Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal. There is also a pasuk in which there is hinted the name of Rabbi Shimon himself. Da ki atana kadosh Rabbi Shimon hu bechinat ir v'kadish v'in shmaya nachit. There's a pasuk in Daniel which says, malach, ir. Ir means a malach, or one who is constantly awake. V'kadish and holy v'in shmaya nachit, descended from heaven. The first letters of these words are Rabbi Shimon. So in this sentence that Benazal says, we find in Asher Tevot the first letters symbolizing the name of Rabbi Shimon Yechai Zal. What is the connection, this statement, with what we said before? Why does Benazal bring, seemingly out of the clear blue, a pasuk? True, the name of Rabbi Shimon Yechai Zal is the first letters in Asher Tevot. But what is the connection here? If we study that carefully, we find something extremely amazing. The word ir, awake, means alive, constantly alive. A tzaddik emet never dies. He's always alive. Even when he passes away, he continues to live. Tzaddik after his death is called chai, alive. Kaddish and holy, that's the tana l'kai of Shema Yechayzel, min shmaya nachit, came down from heaven. To come down from heaven, you must first go up to heaven. We find that there is a pasuk similar to this. These words, Mi Allah Shemayim Vayera, who went up to heaven and came down? This was Moshe Rabbeinu. And he came down with the Luchot, the two tablets. He brought the Torah to the Jews. Now, we find that the Shemayim Yechai Zal is mentioned in the Zohar HaKadosh as having reached the Madrega, the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Which level? The level of Moshe Rabbeinu coming down the second time with the second tablets. The first tablets were broken. They did not remain for the Jews. That's like Shikha. The second tablets which remain, which the Jews have, and will continue to have, that Madrega Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai Zal reached. Rabbi Nadal says, Shimon ben Yechai Zal ir v'kadish min Shemaya Nachil. He descended from heaven, the same as Moshe Rabbeinu. He brought with him his Matan Torah. His giving us the Torah, the Zohar HaKadosh, is one that shall always remain. The same Madrega as Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we understand too. The Benazal finishes with these words, "Mi achshav and now." Now, Nachal Noveh and Kol Chachma. This is added to Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai Zal. The achshav, now when the time, the moment of Geula is here. What is this addition? This is the vital combination of Torah and Tefillah. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai Zal, we said, is the symbol of Torah. Through him, we still have the Torah, and we will always have it. The Benazal adds to this, that with Torah alone, today we cannot get to the Geula. Because a person can study Torah and learn Torah and find too many barriers and too many objections, too many difficulties in trying to fulfill the mitzvot of the Torah. There is so much opposition now, so much hatred against religion, against ones that want to be religious, against ones that want to fulfill the Torah, that a person today with the knowledge of Torah alone can be so oppressed, actually crushed, Chas v'Shalom. Benazel says there's one thing he must do. He himself is incapable of carrying out these mitzvot. He must resort to the key, which is tefillah. Tefillah, prayer, and it would do it. Through this, a person can then bring on the help, the assistance from heaven. Benazel's key was tefillah. And we see now this, it covered this revelation. Because Benazel said that the Mishum Yechayezel was Mishmayan Achit, the same as Moshe Rabbeinu. Benazel too is Begimatria of Mishum Yechayezel, and therefore also in the category of Moshe Rabbeinu. We need this combination of both, Torah and Tefillah, the Mishum Yechayezel and Abenazel, because the Zohar Kadosh says that Moshe Rabbeinu and Yosef HaTzadik and David HaMelech, when his Talek passed away on Shabbat. That means they rose up to heaven on Shabbat. This elevation, Shabbat, is the symbol of Yom Shikolo Shabbat, the Geula, the HaMashiach. New world where Mashiach comes. When can we have Mashiach? When we have the combination of these three. Zohar Kadosh says, why these three? This is all hidden in the letter Aleph. The letter Aleph is a Vav, and two Yuds, one on each side. This constitutes, comprises the letter Aleph. The Vav stands for the third letter of Hashem's name, which is Zayin Ampin, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. The Vav is 6, the two Yuds are 20. Together it's Hashem's name, this Aleph, 26. And this stands for the future, the Gula. The Vav is Moshe Rabbeinu, and the two Yuds are the two Mashiachs who will come with Moshe Rabbeinu. Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. So we have this combination of Moshe Rabbeinu and David and Yosef. These three combined, Zohar Kadosh says, Vigimatria Tefillah, prayer. When you have these three, then you have Tefillah. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal too. This will bring about the Gula. Rabbeinu Zal's name is Kolel. The Gematria, these three. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yosef HaTzadik, and David HaMelech. Rabbeinu Zal, the Gematria, Tefillah, with the Kolel. Therefore, Rabbeinu Zal said, now, Nachal Levei Mekor Chachma. This is the Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu, together with the two Mashiachs, with this, with Rabbi Shimon Yechayezal's Zohar HaKadosh, and Rabbeinu Zal stressing the Mitzvah of Tefillah. Combining these two, we are certain that if there's a chut, the frat now, the night of Lag BaOmer, Shemi Yechayezal's Hilula, well, this means the Hilula of the Benazal too, this combination, because both are chai, both when it's talik in the 18th day of the month, and chai, both are alive. Combination of both, the chuyot, we are certain that we have had now to see the Hilula Shleima be amet, we got the Shiach Kenu, amen.